Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the second parak of Meseches Yevamos, and we are up to Parak Bey's Mishnah Hey. So Mishnah Hey discusses the following: if someone dies and he has a brother that he shares a father with, even if the brother is a mamzer, that brother has a zika with the deceased brother's wife, and therefore you're going to require chalitza. And he's your brother in every which way, unless the brother that you share a father with was born from a shivcha kananis or from just a non-Jewish woman, then he's not considered your brother at all, because the yichus goes after the mother, and the father is not considered to, so you're not considered to be the brother of this fellow, even though you share a father. Now the Mishnah tells us what the rule is when it comes to biological sons, and when they're considered to be your son. Someone has any kind of son, even if it's a mamzer. That son is considered to exist, and therefore if the father drops dead, we say he has a son, and therefore his wife does not require yibum v'chalitza, because he did not leave this world without a child, even though that child's a mamzer. If that son were to strike the father or to curse the father, he'd be chayv misa for doing so. And he's considered a real full-fledged son, unless you have a son with a non-Jewish woman, so then it's not your son at all, and it wouldn't pater from Yibam Chalitza, and that son could hit you all he wants and curse you all he wants, and he's not going to be chayef for hitting or cursing a father. Now, Mishnah Vav. So Mishnah talks about where someone married one of two sisters, but he doesn't know which one he married. So before getting into the Yibum situation, so first we have to discuss what do you do? So Misha Kiddush Achas Mishnei Achayos. If a person was Mekadesh, one of two sisters, but Vein Yodeh is a man Kiddush. Let's say they're identical twins, and he saw one of them, he struck up a conversation, and he was Mekadesh on the spot in front of two Edom, but he doesn't know which one it was. Nosin Getlazo. He has to give a get to each of them, because you can't remain married to either one of them, because you might guess wrong and you might be trying to stay married to Achos Ishto, which is one of the Arayos. So you're going to have to give a get to both of them. What about Yibum if he dies? Mace, if that man dies, Velo Ach Echad, and he has one brother, Chalitza Shtei, and the brother has to do Chalitza with both of these women. He can't do Yibum with either one of them, because it will be Achos Zikukaso. Hayulo Shnaim, if the deceased guy had two brothers, echad cholitz ve'echad miyabim, one of them could do chalitza, and then the next one can do yibum. Because once one of them does chalitza, so mimanavshach, the second guy could do yibum. If it's really the one that was married to his brother, great, he's doing the mitzvah of yibum. And if it's not the one that was married to his brother, the one that was married to his brother already received the chalitza, so now he's okay to do the yibum. Kadmu v'kansu, but if both of the brothers went ahead and each married one of the sisters without asking in advance what to do, ein motzin miyadam, we're not going to make them get divorced, because the concept of a chosu kukaso is only an iser midrabanan, and that's the worst they're violating when they get married, is that they're violating a chosu kukaso. So an iser midrabanan of a chosu kukaso is a knas that we make, but not b'di'evet, not if they've already done it, if they've already gotten married. So let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Hey, we said that if someone has a brother, no matter what his yichus is, even if he's a mamzer, that's considered enough of a brother that if you drop dead without any children, the wife is going to need yibum or chalitza, unless the brother is born from a non-Jewish woman, even though you share the same father. The same is true when you have a son. If you have a son, even if that son is a mamzer, that son is your son, and therefore if you drop dead without any other children, your wife will not need yibum or chalitza. That son is going to be chayiv for maka aviv, for kilas aviv, unless it's a son that's born from a non-Jewish woman. Then he's not considered your son, even though biologically he is your son. It's part of the tragedy of intermarriage. When you marry a non-Jewish woman, even your own children aren't really halachically your children in the fullest sense. And then in Mishnah Vav, we said if someone is Mekadesh, one of two sisters, but he has no idea which one he was Mekadesh, so right away he's got to give a get to both of them. If he drops dead before he gives a get to both of them, and he has one brother, that brother has to do Chalitza with both of them, because he doesn't know which one is the one that he actually has a Zika with. If he had two brothers, then once one of them does Chalitza with one of these women, the other one could do Yibum with the other one of the women. But if they both go and marry these women, then they're allowed to stay married to these women. Okay, but from tomorrow we'll pick up Perek Beis, Mishnah Zayin.